Michael Libby in the Business News Hour is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, Moving Iowa Forward, iowaabi.org. And Iowa Softwater, softwater for you, your family, and your business starts with iasoftwater.com.
I think it was just before Thanksgiving, I called Mike Pace because I had a professional question, like, can you find me a job? And and so we were talking about some great things. And I said, could you come back and talk about whatever's on your mind and maybe even talk about your book a little bit? And he was so kind to say yes. Welcome back,
that's
Mike.
That's kind of a dangerous invitation. You know?
Yeah, it is.
Whatever's on my mind might not be much.
Yeah. Well, we could get you and Steve Matthews together and
we could
all sit around and talk.
And compare baritones.
Mm-hmm. And everybody would say, Why those people are crazy?
Yeah, they might. Yeah, they might.
So how is the Flash from down there in
You know what? He's just one of my favorite people on the planet Earth. He just does something for somebody almost every day of his life. And I get to see him a few times a week. I'm not a partner anymore with him and his studio, but it's just
a
treat.
Yeah.
I really believe that most days at the Radio Garage are funnier than almost every sitcom on TV. And if anybody's out there as a talent or a client who's been there,
they know
what I'm talking about.
I know exactly. Well, you know, and because you've been in broadcasting so long, Mike, Marconi's a personal friend, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
Thomas Edison.
we know them all. People often ask me who are not in the biz, and they'll hearken back to the days of WKRP, the radio TV station. And I said, that is all true.
Oh.
That is every single episode has gone on in a radio station.
I have a true story that I could have a little fun with if you want to hear it, that I should have sent to the producers of WKRP because it's just a classic, and it was absolutely true. I took my first job in radio. Well, I was a student announcer at WOI at Iowa State, but I worked for Mo Kelly at KWBG in Boone.
Keep watching Boone grow.
So I was hired, and I went over a few days early. I was so excited. I went to see the studios and so on and so forth. And so it's about 28 minutes after 6 or something like that, okay?
In the evening. Okay.
And small market radio, they sell block programming, 15 minutes of this, 5 minutes of this, whatever they can sell.
Whatever you can sell.
So at a quarter after 6, there's an evening devotions program every night during the week on KWBG. And then at 6:30, in those days, they went into rock and roll.
Oh, how nice.
Interesting segue. So
Lordy.
This was January of 1970.
Oh, my.
And if you can imagine, disc jockey on duty in Studio A has an afro out to here with little orange glasses and bell bottoms about 21 inches.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And he really was not that strange looking in those days.
That's...
There were a lot of us that looked like that. So in the other studio across the glass is the pastor who's doing the benediction, wrapping up his 15 minutes before the rock and roll starts. He has no headphones on, so he has no idea what's going out on the air. True story. As the pastor says, may the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, da-da-da-da-da-da. Under that, unbeknownst to him, is the fuzz guitar intro to Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. And as he says, amen, I can't get satisfaction. Yeah, absolutely true. And I'm saying to myself, oh, my.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be babysitting with this guy. You know what I mean?
But it probably helped the cause.
Oh. You can't write them like that.
No, you can't. And back in the day, and we got to get off of this because this is – you know, we could reminisce for
days. We could be here till midnight.
Days, yeah. Back in the day when individuals owned individual radio stations or television stations, whatever it happened to be, there was a lot of freedom.
Freedom, absolutely.
Accorded to those
vanishing
people.
Commodity.
Yeah, it really was. And programming was done on a local basis, and it was really quite an adventure to be
and
in
then
that.
In the 80s, when the FCC... Yep. Changed everything in terms of public service quotas and things like that. It's all been different.
Yeah, all different. Yeah, and so many, you know, groups own so many stations. And anyway, but we're fortunate here with the Des Moines Radio Group. They still exude a lot of local influence.
They keep their thumb on the pulse about as well as anybody, or better. Yeah. You bet.
All right, Mike Pace in studio. We could go on with these radio stories all day long, but that's not why I wanted him to come in. This is a holiday season. He has written a book called Dreams and Detours.
Detours. And I've had a lot of each.
Yeah. But you're wearing them well.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Know.
So what do you want to talk about? What's going on?
Well, you and I have both written 1,000 scripts for radio commercials, TV spots, videos, whatever. And I've also dabbled in poetry and short stories and screenplays over the years, but never published anything. And I always knew someday I would do that. Well, you wake up one day and
I'm not getting any younger.
Kind of long in the tooth. It's about time to do this or it ain't going to happen. You know what
right.
I mean? So a couple of years ago, we jumped in, and I collaborated with my best high school chum, Mike Wetland, who's a wonderful photographer from Minneapolis, and put this book together. And it started out kind of modest. It was going to be just paperback, down and dirty kind of thing. And then my wife suggested Michael, and she also suggested that we bring hospice into the picture as a to benefit hospice, because she's a volunteer about close to 30 years now with the HCI. So our goal was to try to give $10,000 to HCI based on the proceeds of the book, and we were able to do that, and it was a very gratifying kind of a thing. But the whole process has just been a lot of fun, because Mike and I had a great time working together.
Creating,
creating and back and forth. And he's a haiku poet in addition to photographer.
Oh, really?
So if you can imagine, I would send him something and he'd say, shorten it. You can say that in four lines. Well, you can't always say it in four lines.
Exactly.
But we did have a great time with
it. And this has allowed you some other things, I would say. You've been doing book signings. You get in front of a whole lot of people. The opportunity to visit with folks that have grown up with you.
Well, and you know, I'm about to the age where I feel like I've met everybody once, almost, you know. And but, yeah, I've been out talking to book clubs, service clubs, senior communities, libraries, breakfast clubs.
Whoever will have you. Man.
If it weren't so cold, I'd be on the street corner today, probably. But I just have a handful of boxes of books left, and so it's just about coming to an end, but I've had a great time with it.
And that's the most important thing. And one of the things is that this is a meaningful book, I think, because you've shared some of the stories with me in the past. And there's a lot of you in here.
Well,
this is a lot of history.
Jim Autry was a friend of mine.
Isn't he a great guy?
Great poet, great author. And he said some really nice things about me on the back of the book. But he gave me some advice. He said, if you're going to do this, lay it out there and don't edit. Lay it out there with all the warts. You got to open up yourself and bare your soul, so to speak, or it isn't going to work. You know, I mean, the writing has to be real. And so, yeah, it's there's some humbling chapters.
Well,
here
give us a sample, as long as you're here.
I will do that.
And you have a book in front of you?
You know, if you didn't read anything but the first four lines, you'd have an idea what the book is about. Talk about family, life, love, aging, things like that. But the first little poem is Dreams and Souvenirs, and here it goes like this. When young dreams vanish like leaves in the wind, they leave behind the souvenirs of a life. And so if you didn't know any more than that about the book, that kind of tells you what it's about. But I'd have to read the first poem that I wrote that I thought was good enough to be in this book. And it goes back to, again, a hospice connection with Gail's mother, who died in 1987. And Gail was so inspired by the hospice nurse that she took the training, and that's where the hospice connection comes from. But she was a classic farm wife, just worked. It's basically what she did. She never drove a car, raised four brothers and sisters and two children of her own, and an amazing woman. So this is called Monday is Wash Day for Anna. Sisters and brothers and children to tend, her choices were few to consider. With baking and ironing and trousers to mend, she dreamed, but when time would permit her. Through blizzard and flood, she never asked why, hoeing and cooking and cleaning. Though sickness and worry would not pass her by, grandchildren gave her life meaning. Sad, furrowed brow, a lifetime of pain, folding that starched blue bandana. Nothing is dirty. They're calling for rain. But Monday is wash day for Anna. And that's kind of a classic truth about farm wives, you know. There was always a day
always
of the
on.
Week. Always a day of the week when it was wash day, whether it rained or not.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. And this book that you've written, and how old now? 2 years?
Actually pushing three now.
Is it really?
As I think about it.
All right. Gosh. Time goes by. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Wow. Look what year it is. Available where, Mike? Where can you get this?
Well, you know.
Makes a great holiday gift, by the way.
Well, thank you. It's available at the Des Moines Arts Center gift shop and Beaverdale Books, which is a great bookstore.
Aren't they great people?
It's at the Octagon Art Gallery in Ames. It's at the Ed and Eva's gift shop at the Opera House in Greenfield. It's at the Elements, my sister's store in Storm Lake, furniture design store, and her new store in Ankeny. And I declined to go with Barnes & Noble, frankly. I would have had to send a book and a full year's marketing plan to New York City to put six books in my hometown in West Des Moines. I'm sorry. Yeah. And I've done fine without them. You know?
Yeah. Well, and the other kind of cool thing about that is your heart has always really been on a shop local basis.
Local.
You know?
Absolutely.
And, yeah. And this all makes sense.
I'll go to the small guy if I can, you know.
Won't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Pace, ladies and gentlemen, a great book. It makes for a wonderful gift this holiday season. Go pick it up. We will have all of this and the locations on our radio blog so that you can reminisce with Michael and I and maybe pick up the book. Mike Pace, thank you so much.
Michael, thank you. You know how much I appreciate it.
Well, no, this is always good stuff. You are welcome anytime.
Appreciate
that. The microphone has your name.
Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays to you, my friend. All right, we've got to check aside and find out what happened today on Wall Street. Stocks go up. Yes, they did. European Central Bank said, net, we're not going to touch the interest rate. So investors had another good day. It's the post-Trump rally, they're calling it. We'll have those stories for you coming up next on the NewsHour.
Sings a song, sounds like she's singing.